In the third act, Marilyn tells Rita Mae about her decision to stay at home with Max.
I've decided to stay at home and be a full-time mother.
Rita Mae isn't happy with the decision, of course.
I'm disappointed, but I respect your decision.
But then, Marilyn tells Rita Mae about her plans to design wedding dresses at home.
What kind of dresses would you design?
I've thought about that for some time.
Yes?
Wedding dress.
Wedding dress.
What will she think of the idea?
That must be Rita Mae.
Whoa.
She sure got here quickly. That's a good sign. She must like you and your work, Marilyn.
I think she's just anxious to see Max. She loves children.
Oh, yeah, you, baby.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
Welcome.
Oh, so nice of you to come.
Oh, I just wanted to see your baby, Max.
Hello, Marilyn.
Oh, from the hospital.
I'm Ellen Stewart, Marilyn's mother-in-law.
We met at the hospital.
Hello, how are you?
I remember. How are you?
Oh.
And there is Max.
Oh.
My, how he's grown.
Oh.
A little present for Max.
Oh, it's beautiful, Rita Mae. You should have.
It's nothing. It's just a little present for Max.
Can I get you some coffee or tea or a cold drink, Rita Mae?
Oh, nothing, thank you.
Well, I will leave you two to talk. Come on, you guys.
Yes, come on.
That's it. Nice seeing you. Oh, yeah. Let me know if you need anything.
Oh, thanks, Ellen.
Thanks, Ellen.
Okay, Marilyn. You sounded like you made a decision when you called me. I'm all ears.
I have made a decision, Rita Mae. I've decided to stay at home and be a full-time mother.
Oh, I'm disappointed, but I respect your decision. If I had a child as cute as Max, I might do the same thing.
But I haven't finished telling you the other half of my decision.
The other half?
Yes. I think I can stay at home and take care of Max and continue my career.
Sounds interesting. Let me hear it.
Do you remember our talks about custom-designed dresses for the boutique?
I sure do.
Why can't I design dresses for you here at home and make them here? Have the fittings here, too.
And I could do the selling and the pricing at the boutique.
Exactly.
Oh. What kind of dresses would you design?
I've thought about that for some time.
Yes?
Wedding dresses.
Wedding dresses. Brilliant idea. There's a big market today in wedding dresses.
That's what I thought.
I like the idea very much. And if it's successful, we can expand to all kinds of dresses.
That's what I thought.
As a matter of fact, I have a customer for your first wedding dress. Well, my niece is getting married, and I've been trying to find just the right thing for her. Marilyn, you're going to design my niece's dress. That'll be our first one, and then we'll use it to sell others.
You really mean it?
I really mean it. Well, it's a simple idea, and it will work. Oh, you can certainly design dresses, I know that. And there's no reason why you can't do it from your home.
I'm so excited, I can't wait to tell Richard.
Oh. If I had a baby like Max, I'd want to stay home and be near him all the time, too. You're making the right decision for Max, and for yourself, too, Marilyn.
It all sounds so easy.
Oh, now the hard work begins.
Would you like to see some of my designs that I've been working on?
I'd love to.
Ooh. Oh, that's wonderful. Ooh.
You can certainly design dresses, I know that. And there's no reason why you can't do it from your home.
It's true. I can design wedding dresses and continue my career. And I can take care of Max right here at home.
She can do it right here at home.
I want to stay at home while Max is still a baby. If I went back to work at the boutique now, Max would be on my mind all the time.
She would only think about Max.
But the truth is, I need to work. Richard and I want to buy a house, but we can't afford it. Like most families, we need two incomes in order to afford a house someday.
With the yard and trees and the swing for Max.
More and more families have working mothers. In the U.S., more than half of all mothers with preschool children are working at a career. Mothers like me.
They have to work and be a mother, too.
And about three-fourths of all mothers with school-age children are working. In lots of families, relatives like grandparents offer to take care of children while the parents are working. And some families bring their children to daycare centers where other people take care of them.
They stay at daycare centers while their mothers work.
But for now, Max will stay here and I'll take care of him.
Marilyn and Max will both be at home. Marilyn will work and Max won't be alone.